Let's head over to the Vision Home Loans Newsline, where we're joined by Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man. Jordan, thank you for joining us, and let's just get into it. Why is the stock market continuing to hit high highs, even though we're continuing to see more Delta variant cases and more impacts from COVID-19 now during the fall months?
Well, earnings have been very strong with a lot of companies. This morning, Home Depot was very strong, for example. Interest rates remain low. In fact, they've been falling. The 10-year Treasury is down to about 1.2%. There's just a lot of cash on the sidelines. The IPO market's still hot, so the market's off a little bit this morning, but even yesterday it started that way and then came back and hit all-time record highs, so a lot of momentum out there.
Meanwhile, though, the Federal Reserve, of course, closely monitoring and watching this situation. What sort of movement do we expect the Reserve to make?
Well, they're keeping interest rates at zero for the rest of the year. We know that. But what we don't know is they've currently been buying $120 billion worth of bonds every month for years. And they're potentially talking about tapering that back to maybe a little bit less injection of money into the system. So Wall Street's looking for that. At the end of August, Chairman Powell goes to having this big event that they talk about all these possibilities. And maybe he'll start saying we're going to cut back on the bond purchases a little bit. But clearly interest rates are going to remain low for a very long time.
Yeah, and it's something that we could see even stronger labor markets and could see much more positive news, especially as that infrastructure bill continuing to make its way. It was passed by one chamber on Congress. And what's the latest in the outlook for that infrastructure bill?
So the Senate, before it recessed, did pass 50-49, $3.5 trillion, what I call soft infrastructure bill. This is social programs of various types, plus the $1.2 trillion hard infrastructure bill. That's roads and bridges and sewer systems and things you can touch and kind of threw them to the House. It's going to be very interesting politically because the progressive part of the Democratic Party says we're not going to vote on the hard infrastructure unless we know we're going to get the soft infrastructure for sure. And there's nine moderate Democrats that say the opposite. We're not going to vote for the soft infrastructure unless we know we're going to do the hard infrastructure first. So it's going to be politically very difficult. It's possible that if neither side gets what it wants, the entire thing will fail, which would be a shame because we do at least need the hard infrastructure. We haven't really invested in that for a very, very long time.
Right, and the infusion of investment does tend to trickle down to communities and employment. Let's talk about also something that's happening at the very personal level. A lot of parents are looking to send their kids back to college right about now. Maybe they already have in the past weeks. But the burden of student loans is something that I think a lot of people can relate to. There's something that may be a silver lining in our current economic situation when it comes to loans. Tell us about that.
Well, it can be helpful. We have currently about $1.7 trillion in student loan outstanding. About 38,000 is the average amount that people graduate with these days. Interest rates, 4-5% on federal loans, 6-8% or more on private loans. If you take all those loans, refinance them into a lower rate, you can get about 2% these days. I have a resource at moneyanswers.com called Splash Financial, where you can get, I think it's 1.7% on a fixed rate loan, on a variable rate loan, 2.1 on a fixed rate loan. So to take all those loans, both undergraduate and graduate school, combine them into one at a lower interest rate, can at least save you some money. Splash Financial is one of the places that help you refinance your student loans.
And is that something where you have to have a credit score or an income that's at a certain level, or is it?
No, it's not that.
Okay.
If you have $30,000 or student loan or more, they actually give you a $300 rebate right when you start. And no, it's not really based on your credit score. They do want to see that you have income to pay it back. But basically, it's a way of getting a lower interest rate that otherwise it'll. You're cutting your interest rate by two-thirds. If you're going from 6-2, that'll help you pay those student loans off faster because it's a major burden. People are paying on their student loans into their 50s because the debt is so huge.
Yeah, and Jordan, when we're talking about some of these refinancing, I know obviously the student loans are one thing, but would you suggest maybe looking at the current rate structure if there's other items that you might have, maybe your mortgage rate, other personal loans to refinance and maybe get a little bit of extra
certainly.
Pocket cash?
I mean, in mortgage area, you could refinance to roughly 3% if your rate is higher than that. You could get a home equity line of credit, which is tied to the prime rate, which is very low as well. So yeah, I would say if your current mortgage is 4% or higher, it's going to make sense for you to refinance to 3% or thereabouts. But a lot of people have already done that. Student loans is where the interest rates are high and the amount of debt is just staggering.
All right. Well, for more information and those resources, again, the website?
MoneyAnswers.com. I've got a lot of resources to help people. And what we talked about with student loans is just one of about 150 different resources.
All right. Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man, thank you so much for joining us. We'll talk again next month.
All right. Thank you both.